Dear service guests, several persons have asked for prayers for their different situations in life. We will now bring them before God and pray. God, we thank you for the gift of life. Life also contains pain. Give strength to win them over. Believing parents ask for health and that they would be able to rejoice together and to honor God at the same time they ask that God would guide the parents and their dear ones on the way that he has prepared unto the end. They ask for prayers on behalf of their unbelieving dear ones so that they would receive the grace of repentance. A believing young sister asks that God would bless her in a new situation in life, in a new locality, and that she would be protected in faith. She asks for prayers for her dear ones who have problems with intoxicants and that their families would stay together, and so that her friends who have given up their faith would receive the grace of repentance. A young sister, believing sister, asks for God's blessing for her year abroad so that she and her family and her believing friends would remain in faith, and that the members of the family would have their difficulties corrected and that they would continue to trust in God. A believing father who is living alone prays that he would remain in faith and that his unbelieving children would have the grace of repentance and that his family would come together again and his relations with his relatives would be corrected. A believing parent asks for prayers on behalf of her child who has given up his faith and his family, that God would awaken his conscience and call him back into the kingdom of God. A believing mother asks that her daughter would be able to quit drinking and playing and that she would receive the grace of repentance. Believing sisters ask for prayers on behalf of their mother so she would find help for her trauma so that her and her whole family would feel better, and they ask that the members of the family would be freed of their bitterness and receive strength and understanding to take care of the matter. A recently repented sister asks for the prayers of the children of God so that she would remain in faith and that her difficulties in life would be corrected. Prayers are asked on behalf of grandchildren so that they would remain in the covenant of baptism and that God would protect and take care of his life. A believing sister asks for the prayers of the believers so that she could be freed of unpleasant feelings that she has. Friends ask that God would protect their dear ones on the way to heaven and would give them wisdom and strength in matters of faith so that they could openly visit about even difficult matters without distress or fear. A believing father asks for blessings and protection for his whole family and his unbelieving children, the grace of repentance. He asks that his friends who are getting divorces would remain in faith and that they would get the understanding to to understand how it is taught about lifelong marriage, and that they could discuss with them openly and freely. Father, hear each of us. We each ask that I can always be with you. You hold on to my hand. You lead me according to your will, and you finally lift me up into glory. Amen. Dear service guests, I was given the task of preparing a presentation for these Ranua Opisto summer services. The topic is the motto of these services: God's Word is the Light Unto My Path, which comes from Psalm 119, verse 105. Your Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. In compiling this presentation, I have borrowed from the Bible and our Christian publications. At the same time, this presentation is very personal. I include in this text how I found the kingdom of God and received the grace of repentance as a young adult. How I myself was able to return to the light, and how God's Word has been a light unto my path. This presentation contains three headings. First, let there be light. Second, I'm now traveling the journey of faith. Third, who are these who are clothed in white robes? In preparing this presentation, I have also examined myself. God's Word has spoken to me. I have felt my sins and my guilt in the light of God's Word. I want to ask you if I can yet believe all my sins and doubts forgiven. I want to believe together with you. Let us pray in the words of finished Song of Zion. The word of light, the word of victory, the dawn of salvation echoes far, far into this world. The Spirit calls, gathers, and reveals the Savior, helps us believe through its power. Beneath the grace heaven of the Lord, the same comfort is brought to the troubled ones, the joy and peace of God. Christ's congregation, one, holy, and mutual, will receive the most precious inheritance. Amen. Let there be light. We walk hand in hand. Street lights line the familiar route. It begins in our own yard. continues over crosswalks to the underpass. We pass tall apartments and often apartment and office buildings, which are all around us. Lights shine in the windows of homes and workplaces. For many, they depict life, work, day-to-day living, and home. Someone is walking a dog. Someone else is traveling alone. We live together, just the two of us. A young couple, just married this summer. We live in a two-room apartment. Work brings us bread and joy. Everything is fine. The asphalt ends and a path begins. It passes by the river and leads to a majestic house on the corner. We gaze at it in wonder and talk about this and that. We stop. My wife wants to ask something important. November. We walk together. Then it happened. She preached my sins forgiven. Repentance. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Genesis 1:1-3. This is how the Bible begins, which is God's words to man. It has been compiled by the Holy Spirit into a collection of scriptures, the visible Word of God. In this Word, God reveals Himself and His will. The Word tells how man has fallen into sin and is condemned to perdition. At the same time, the Word also enlightens. God, who is love, reveals His most important message. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. John, writes about His Word, our Savior Jesus Christ, in the beginning of His Gospel, thusly. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Creation is God's work. The Bible testifies, and faith allows us to understand that a person's life has a purpose given by God. He has created everyone in His own image to live in unity with Him. The letter to the Ephesians tells about God's plan of salvation thus: even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before Him, in love He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will. Jesus proclaimed the gospel to everyone. He said, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." God can awaken a person to regret his sins. When a penitent person believes the gospel personally, his sins are forgiven. Thus, as a consequence of the grace of repentance, he becomes a child of God. Through Christ, he is joined to God's kingdom, where there is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. This truly happened to myself and my wife. We got a desire to go to services together. Since services were arranged near our home, also in the middle of the week, we sometimes attended services even 3 times a week. A need arose to satisfy our hunger for the Word. We heard sermons of God's Word at services. We wondered and we learned. So time-honored and simple, fulfilling. We needed to hear more of this. The hymns in the hymn book became more familiar, and the songs of Zion became important. Oh, hearken, dear friends, most beloved. This flock on the earth is so dear. When children have peace with their father, their hearts do not tremble in fear. We got new believing friends. They gave us rides to services, invited us to HAPS, and loaned their cars to us. Their travel friends who had received the grace of repentance. Repentance, a change of mind, was clearly visible in our lives. We gave up something and received much in place of it. We were easily able to leave behind many things that used to feel important. Our way of life became fresh and sober. we found pleasant ways to spend our time. Light took over our lives. Dear listeners, God's word teaches about one faith. Faith can be seen in us. It cannot be hidden or practiced in secret, and we cannot believe partly. Martin Luther writes in the Large Catechism, "I believe that there is upon earth a small holy flock, a holy assembly of pure saints under one head, Christ. They are called together by the Holy Spirit in one faith, one mind, and one understanding. They possess many gifts, but are one in love and without sect or division. Of this assembly I am also a part, and a sharer and owner of its blessings through the Holy Spirit. He gave me membership by virtue of having heard and of still hearing God's word, which is the first step towards entrance. Faith has an effect on our life. It teaches us to do good to all, but especially to those who are joined to us by faith. It is said in the book Letter to the Galatians. We are responsible for our own life and the welfare of others. Even now, there are many among us who are alone, without wanting to be, who live without friends, who travel on the journey of faith without the encouragement of travel friends. Dear young people, and all of you service guests, let's take with us a young person with special needs. Let's be interested in the thoughts of a shy or quiet person. Let's approach a friend, perhaps a member of our own family, who is not believing at the moment. Let us maintain warm ties with them also, during school days and work days, as well as on weekends and vacations. It's quite easy and handy using today's technology. We can offer to help someone who is perhaps just learning these things. Everyone needs another person, someone who brings a vision of hope and infuses a belief in life. I'm now traveling the journey of faith. Do you sing those songs of Sinai? Now, of course, you're going to get a bunch of children. I guess you won't be going to the bar with us this evening. Receiving the grace of repentance awakened mostly positive curiosity. Our friends, colleagues, and relatives were interested in what had happened. Many of them quickly understood the depth of the matter. Now you live like this, and no longer like that. For many, it was okay, and the change in our lives didn't affect our relationships. However, others were struck by it, and it even made some angry. Wouldn't it suffice to be a church believer? There's no sense in taking faith too seriously. Narrow-minded people. Just go to church. That's enough. Indeed, we did go to church, and we still do. There we can hear the word of God. We can pray together. We can sing hymns. And go to communion to strengthen our faith. We feel it is important to go to church. Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." Faith is visible in that its fruits are seen as a change in one's way of life. For many, exercise and a healthy diet are important. Intoxicants are not good for anyone, and that's why also believers want to avoid them. Sobriety arises from the desire to battle against sin. The child of God wants to reject wrong things in his life. But sins still attach and make believing difficult. A person does not become better or more successful after repenting. He does not become sinless. Often, it actually feels exactly the opposite, as one's own burden of sin presses down and doubts are abundant. Fortunately, we can repent again and again and go to services to hear the word of God preached to us personally. The word teaches, comforts, rebukes, and chastises. It exhorts us to search for the kingdom of God and believe the gospel. It protects life and shields us from dangers. It joins believers together and gathers us together around God's grace promises. Believers live as the salt and the light of the world. Dear December. The three of us walking together. Much happened in a year. My wife, me, a daughter, a buggy, a family. The rolling path goes uphill. It's easy to lose your wind. Without lights, it would be easy to get lost. We walk hand in hand. There's the church tower, the town hall, the homes of friends. Now the path goes downhill, making it easier. Uphill, downhill. Prosperity, adversity. Normal day-to-day life. Sometimes the sun shines. Sometimes it rains. Many things can happen in 20 years. 6 children in the family. Big cars and little cars. Moving and work. Friends and faith around Finland. I vividly remember walking among the crowds of people having recently received the grace of repentance. I felt myself a stranger and a pilgrim in the world. Feelings of grace, the believers said, and spoke of their own doubts. I didn't understand what they meant. But gradually I began to understand. Then it happened to me that the feelings of grace were replaced by doubts. I had to get used to living in faith. It means a good feeling for the joy of faith, but also waves of doubts. Having two portions, the children of God are affected by original sin and one's own corruption, as well as by the Holy Spirit and God's grace. A believer is simultaneously righteous and sinful. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. John writes, in the Bible, light often means holiness and blessedness. It is God's nearness and truth, right-mindedness and goodness. Light goes hand in hand with purity. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. John 1. First letter of John, first chapter. Light brings joy. The psalm writer sighs to the Lord. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light do we see light. Believing is being a light in the midst of other people. Matthew writes, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Each of us has his own life to live. We need the light of life in joy, in sorrow, in doubts. We often have to make choices. How do we know which choice is wiser? It has been said that it's good advice to look at the matter from the viewpoint of the great destination. Thus, when the hope of heaven is the most important thing in our life, then which choice best assures the realization of that goal? Our deeds and words are most often also seen by others. Sometimes it's even easy to guess our thoughts. But God knows all of our deeds and even our thoughts, even the worst ones, those we wouldn't want to tell others. God gives us his help even in these most uncomfortable situations. Confession. It is a voluntary grace benefit for taking care of our conscience, where we can tell the sins and the matters that burden our conscience to a trusted sister or brother in faith. He or she can preach all of our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Peace returns to our conscience. And if the confessor needs to assume temporal responsibility for his deeds, they need to be taken care of as the laws of our society require. Jesus and the Word of God enlightened the way in the wilderness journey. Many of the verses in Psalm 119 of the service motto depict the life of faith. How the Word of God is a light onto our path. Here are five examples. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Then I shall have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you. When we keep God's word as the light unto our path, we do not make choices in our life for other people's sake or pressure. They are personal choices we make based on our own faith, our desire to travel in the light of God's word. In the obedience of faith, faith and reason battle against each other, as in the case of Moses. The letter to the Hebrews tells how he considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. Who are these who are clothed in white robes? I received the grace of repentance. So was I healed. On God's part, yes, but on my part, no. I cannot remain as a child of God through my own deeds. God knows this, and that is why he gave his Son, Jesus Christ, to atone for my sins and the sins of all people. The gift of repentance given by God cannot be earned with one's own deeds or merits. This gift must be cared for and cherished. This happens when one wants to endeavor in faith, hear the word of God, and believe one's own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In this way, we are believing. Dear service guest, whose heart desires to hear the gospel of forgiveness, believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. Be of good cheer and blessed unto peace, freedom, and joy. A believing person's hope of heaven is based on the promises of God's word and Jesus' atonement work. That hope is strong and lasting. Life is perishable, but in both life and death, man has strong security in God and in his grace. Paul said to the Philippians, "It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. One faith in Christ, fellowship in Christian love, and the hope of eternal life are marks of God's congregation. That hope also brings joy to temporal life and the endeavor. Paul encourages young Timothy and all of us. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. The soul of the doubting, tempted traveler on the journey of faith is touchingly comforted with these verses. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes? And from whence and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." This is how John writes in the Revelations about the throng of the saved, the children of the light, who praise God in their heavenly home. Let us join in evening prayer with the words of finished Song of Zion. So brief and victorious is the battle when we travel on the way of the Lamb. Already now we have an undying portion, but the world does not know us. Our Lord was victorious over the world. Our Lord was victorious over the world. He provides the strongest security. When that beautiful music of the angels sounds brightly in our ears one day, then God's people will be able to see the victory on Golgotha so strong. Our adversaries will also see it. Our adversaries will also see it when we gain blessedness. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.